Restart your results in 5 steps. I don't know where you're at in your health and fitness and fat loss journey, whether you're on track, just beginning, or a seasoned veteran. It doesn't matter where you're at. Try these 5 steps and start to see amazing results. Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brian with Applied Fitness, where our mission is to help motivate, educate, and empower you to become the best version of yourself. And today, I'm just going to give you 5 steps that you can incorporate right now to help get you either back on the wagon or continue on the wagon or just to start to see even better results. And these 5 things are simple. A lot of times we talk about them here on the podcast all the time. But today, we're going to kind of break them down and talk about them individually. So number one, and this is a no-brainer, is reduce sugar. And it's a very effective way to restart your results is if you just reel in your sugar intake. And what I mean is look at everything, because sugar is very insidious. I think it has like 67 different pseudonames. So, you know, obviously if you see sugar, that's obvious, but you know, there's corn syrup, there's a lot of different variations of sugar that you want to look out for. So that's why I always advise just to write down everything. Because when you write things down, you can always look at it later and say, oh my God, gosh, I didn't realize that ketchup has sugar. I didn't know that salad dressings have sugar. That a lot of that stuff has the hidden sugars that we just don't know about. So first off, number one is to reduce sugar. Number two, and this one is easier said than done. We all like this in theory. We all like number two in the thought of it, but it is harder to do than we think. But number two, step two is get more sleep. And what sleep does is actually quite amazing. We, you know, it's obvious we renews, regenerates, and rejuvenates the body when you sleep. But what we don't know is how that affects the fat loss process. And what it does is if you think it through, you know, you get a good night's sleep, you wake up on time, you don't hit the snooze button, you wake up with more energy, so you have more energy to go throughout the day. So of course you're going to be less likely to eat the sugary foods or eat processed foods. And certainly that's going to transcend into your workouts. If you get a better night's sleep, you sleep better, you wake up well rested, you have better workouts, so you get more out of your workout. You can see how that cascade kind of repeats itself. So that really is the foundation, is getting a good night's sleep. Everything else comes into place. Number three is drink only water. And now this is another one, kind of relates to number one about the sugar, but drink only water. Obviously we know alcohol has the empty calories, but there's fruit juices that do. There's a lot of these, you know, even healthy smoothies sometimes are higher in calories than we think. So by drinking water, what that's doing is obviously it's quenching your thirst, and that is saving the calories, that you're not having 200, 300, 400, 500 extra calories through drinking sugary drinks. But also water is involved in every metabolic reaction in the body. So what that means is that in order for your metabolism to work efficiently and effectively, it needs enough water. So if you're dehydrated, it's not going to work as efficiently. So by drinking enough water, that's going to help with the metabolic rate. It's going to help you to feel full. You're going to save calories. Your skin's going to look better. There's so many health benefits of water. I know it's easy to do, but it's also easy not to do. So make it a habit. Step number four is eat a healthy breakfast. Now, your mom has been telling you this for years, to eat breakfast. And now what I want you to do is just eat a healthy breakfast. And we're going to start small, because I'm a big believer in keeping it simple. So if you're not eating anything right now, just start to eat breakfast. And if you are eating something now, just try and make it a little more healthy. Just try and make it more protein-based, you know, less processed. Obviously, going back to number one, less or no sugar. But just start to eat a healthy breakfast. That's going to set you up for success throughout the day. Physiologically, what we have first thing in the morning, we crave throughout the rest of the day. So if you wake up and you have a sugary donut and a cup of coffee, the rest of the day, your body's going to be craving more sugar and caffeine. But if you wake up first thing in the morning, have a big glass of water, refer to the previous step, and drink and eat a, consume a healthy breakfast, your body's going to be craving protein throughout the day and more water. So by doing that first thing in the morning through breakfast, that's going to set you up for the rest of the day. Crazy, I know. Step number five is increase your exercise intensity. And So for this one, what I want to refer to is not necessarily doing more weights or anything. That's not what we're necessarily referring to. And oftentimes, that's not necessary. Increase the intensity or the just mix it up. So what that looks like is if you're doing a standard work, say you do standard 10 exercises for your routine, you know, either mix those exercises up and do them, even if you break up the order, do them reverse order, do them out of order, anything to confuse your muscle, the whole muscle confusion thing. And by increasing intensity, that might still be doing the same exercises, but do it on a BOSU ball or do it one leg so that your, you know, one leg is elevated, so you're focusing on balance and toning your shoulders, that you're toning your arms and working your tummy. So make it more of an increase the intensity, not necessarily more weight, but just challenging your body in different ways. You're going to see results. That's going to help, again, catapult your results and get you back in the health and fitness and fat loss results. So I hope those five things help. So number one, step one, reduce sugar. Step two is get more sleep. Step three is drink only water. Number four is eat a healthy breakfast. And step number five is increase that exercise intensity. You do those five things, you will, I guarantee you, see amazing results, and you will look better, feel better, and move better, guaranteed. I'm Brian with Applied Fitness. Hope that helps. If you have any questions, reach out to us. And love you. We'll see you next time on the podcast.